That's Rage Against the Machine. Straight up at 8 o'clock. An absolutely gorgeous Friday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. We sit directly across from the iconic Lifeguard Tower on the world's most beautiful coastline and beach on Main Beach. We welcome you to a Friday, as we do each and every Friday morning. We welcome in the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce in for chamber chat this morning, and brought a great guest with her. A very good morning to you, Aaron. How are you, Aaron Slattery?
Good morning, Ed. We feel so lucky just being down here. Amazing.
Being here in this location has made me 10 years younger.
And yes.
Yeah, never mind the side noise with the street sweepers or anything. We don't hear that anywhere on air, just here in the studio. I feel fantastic. The doors are wide open. The citizens get to walk by and watch us have these conversations, and it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, you're getting ready for a ribbon cutting later this morning, though,
yes,
right?
Yes,
we are. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. At 10 a.m. this morning, the new little coffee shop that's part of the Rivian Theater.
Right.
Equator Coffee is going to be having their ribbon cutting. It's going to be amazing. It's delicious.
It is. First of all, I love the coffee.
And yes.
And second, I'm there all the time. I love the employees there. They take such good care of you.
Yes.
And I know for a fact that they have 12 locations across California, 200 employees. I don't think I've heard of a business that takes care of their employees like Equator does. They do everything right.
Yes, yeah. They pride themselves on sustainability and women-owned and all that good stuff.
Right, so. And taking care of the insurance for the kids, all of that stuff. It's a wonderful, wonderful place, and ribbon cutting happens at exactly 10. You ready to blow it out?
well, usually it happens about 15 minutes in, so it'll probably happen around 10:15. That allows people to show up at 10 and kind of get settled, and then we bring out the certificates and the big scissors.
Right.
So, yes.
Which you did for us last week, and I can't thank you enough for our ribbon cutting here a week ago yesterday. It was magnificent. I'm still high from it. I really am.
You had quite the crowd. It was impressive. You've got a lot of friends, Ed.
I do. I feel blessed for that. Thank you very much. Thank you. And also this morning for the guest you brought in, Kelly Shearer is the coordinator for career education for the Laguna Beach Unified School District. You do important work, and we're glad you're here. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm doing well.
Good.
Also enjoying this beautiful morning.
All right, fantastic. I love what you do. First of all, I want to talk about the district-wide career fair that you have in March, and what exactly is going to happen there at the career fair.
So our career fair is open to students in our district from TK, so transitional kindergarten, all the way up to 12th grade.
Okay.
And it's also open to our parents as well. We do have some parents that are thinking about career transition, maybe looking for a different avenue or additional certifications, ways to move up in their organization. So the event is open to parents as well, families. Yes. So we'll have a lot of hands-on activities for our elementary students, ways that they can physically engage with the different career fields.
Right.
We'll have some demonstrations going on by our own fire department and our police department.
Okay.
So those will be exciting for families to come out and see canine demonstration, a water demonstration, lifting a car, like in an accident.
Wow.
You mean a strong parent lifting the car,
exactly,
all of a sudden finding the strength, right?
They're gonna pull some kid out or parent out of the crowd and say, hey, come on and let's
So what day in March is this?
It'll be Tuesday, March 12th.
Okay.
It's from 5 p.m. till 7:30 in the evening. So after.
And where is it located?
It'll be at the Laguna Beach High School, Duggar Gym, and then the demonstrations by the police department and the fire department will be down on the track.
Okay.
Football stadium.
And places like the radio station or other businesses, how can we take part in this? How can we help? How can we be a part of this?
Yeah, no, we're looking for especially local businesses that would like to have a booth. It'll look very much like an expo, a booth set up, and you could come and set up a booth that, and then share with students and families the different career opportunities within your organization and kind of the industry sector as a whole, not necessarily just your particular business, but let's say hospitality,
right?
Mm-hmm. So maybe just sharing with students, we're trying to allow students to really get an idea of the diverse career fields that are available within different industry sectors. Okay. But certainly, you could publicize your own company,
right?
But also just kind of in general, what's available.
How long have you been an educator or in education?
Since 1992.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and, a long time.
And in your observations, what percentage of high school seniors are actually ready for the job market? If you had to put a percentage, a number on it, the real world and real jobs, what are half or less than half or more than half?
I would say maybe here in Laguna, somewhere around probably 60%.
Okay.
What they're lacking really are what we called soft skills or the kind of interpersonal skills. They're all growing up in a world where they only lived on their iPhone or there's not a lot of personal contact. So they struggle sometimes knowing how to have a conversation with an adult, how to, you know, leave a voicemail message for somebody, how to type an email. We work a lot of that, you know, those types of skills, interpersonal skills. And that's why partnering with us to try to help do some career exploration and career development with our businesses allows them to really have an understanding of what the skills are that they need. They have the education, they have the knowledge. Our kids are incredibly smart and they are involved in so many wonderful projects, research. But it's
those soft skills that you talk
about. It's those soft skills. You know, how do you get a job and how do you keep it?
Right. The customer service skills.
Correct. Right. They lack a lot of that because they're involved in so many things. They don't have an opportunity necessarily to have a part-time job. Like when I was in high school, I worked part-time before I went to college. And so I developed that understanding of and what it meant to be a good employee.
And is that why, and in particular, that we're starting younger now with this particular career? For I was delighted when I heard you mention elementary school kids would be involved. And should we be starting younger to educate our kids that way?
Exactly. We definitely need to. And we need to move away from that idea of we all were asked, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
And it's really about exploration. And it's really approaching it from what problem do you want to solve?
Very good.
Because then that leads them to what they're passionate about. And then their passion leads to a career that can be very fulfilling and engaging for them, something that they can take their strengths and interests and make something that's going to be a lifetime career for them.
Right. When you graduated high school, did you think education would be where you would end up? Or did you have different aspirations?
No, I definitely did. I had six different majors as an undergraduate.
Okay.
And so I have that experience that a lot of our high school students are going through where they know they want to go to college, but they don't necessarily know what they want to do.
Right.
And that's why partnering with business is so important, because then we allow them to explore and feel, see what is it like to work in a radio station, or what is it like to work in a resort here, or in a doctor's office, a vet clinic. And then they get a really hands-on experiences. They know what the job looks like on a day-to-day basis, and then they can make better decisions.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Does the Laguna Beach Unified School District have an internship program set up with various industries? Like, for instance, kids that excel in science, maybe they'd intern at an OC tech company or something, or kids that excel in math at an accounting firm. Do we have programs like that currently?
Very few, actually, and that's why I'm really been working a lot with Aaron, trying to partner with the chamber to get the word out to our local businesses that we're trying to build more internship opportunities. Mentoring is super important. And I think sometimes business owners think, well, what do I do with a high schooler, a teenager? But again, our students are amazing. They are capable of doing so many things. We have a student that's working on a particle physics project where he's looking at the cosmic rays that run through the world and how it affects us and stuff. Like they have the ability. They just need somebody to give them a shot.
Right. I love that. I love hearing that. And I was curious. I think the first thing I thought of when Aaron told me that you were going to be our guest was, these days, do we focus too much attention on preparing our kids to work for others and not enough on getting them ready to maybe create or innovate and start their own businesses?
I think that our focus is on educating them, and there's not enough time in the academic day to give them an opportunity to explore how does what they're learning relate to what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's our issue. There's just not enough time to kind of get right. both, and that's right. why these looking for these other opportunities, like them being able to do an internship after school or getting mentoring from a business professional, having business professionals come in and do career talks, right. talking about, like, this is what my job is, this right. is what I do, right. this is what I like, and this is what's not so great about my job. Right. Students have to hear it all.
It's great insight. It is. Yes. To get it directly from someone in yes. the industry, in the field, mm-hmm. that is, there's no insight like that, which I think the most important part of what's going on in March in the district-wide career fair is getting businesses involved, is yes. Our community of businesses becoming involved in this, because really we're educating the next set of entrepreneurs mm-hmm. and workers. And yeah, would you recommend a high school senior pursue a career in education right now, the way that educators are either being paid or treated? Or would you recommend education as a career path?
I do. I mean, I love what I do. I'm passionate about it. I get up every day and I can't wait to come to the district and, you know, work with students and work with other staff and faculty and with parents. I think that it's very challenging to be an educator right now, right. Especially in California. We're, you know, facing some budget issues, not so much in Laguna Beach, but in other right. districts around Southern California. It's just a challenging time. Our students have a lot of needs, and it takes a really strong person to be able to meet kids where they're at and also deal with the emotional side while you're trying to provide that educational information and content right. too. So,
This is coming out of left field, and I apologize that it's coming out of left field, but if you were to look at class sizes now, whether it's elementary or junior high or high school, is there a sweet spot to the number of kids in a class per teacher? Is there an ideal number that you would see in these three?
Especially like our primary grades, TK through, you know, second, I think ideally to be under 20.
Okay.
You know, third through fifth, maybe 25, middle school and high school, even ideally it would be nice to be 30 or under.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty fortunate again here in Laguna. We're able to have really low class sizes, but that's not the case right. across most other districts in Orange County.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And once again, it's March 16th?
12th.
March 12th.
Tuesday, March 12th.
Okay.
And how do vendors or businesses sign up to be part of this?
So Aaron's been great to partner with us again to put our flyer on your weekly newsletter that mm-hmm. comes out. So on Tuesday, if you scroll down towards the bottom of it, you'll see the flyer on there with a QR code that you can scan and sign up. And then we are partnering with a nonprofit in Orange County called Vitalink that does career education work. And so they'll be reaching out with more details, you know, about the booth and any needs that the business owner might need.
Okay. And can they contact you directly uh-huh. at kshearer@LagunaBeach or at lbusd.org, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes, they can contact me directly.
All right. And it's Shearer, S-H-E-A-R-E-R, K. S-H-E-A-R-E-R at lbusd.org.
Correct.
All right.
Yes. Kelly. And the Chamber, of course, will be having a table there. We're looking for interns and volunteers to help us at the Chamber. We've had actually two fabulous students from the high school in the past mm-hmm. Who have now, of course, graduated on, and we're looking for more fabulous students to work with. It has just been an honor to work with your students, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Yeah, we appreciate the support.
The students are so enthusiastic when they become interns. They really are. They want to be hands-on. They want to be as helpful as possible, and they want to absorb everything. So
it
behooves a business to have internships, and I'm there 100%.
Just having a young mind's point of view sometimes can be a whole new perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Agreed. Agreed. What else you got going on here?
Oh my gosh, that's right, Ed. We have so many things going on. Next week, we have our board installation mixer that's now going to be at Skyloft. Thank you, Skyloft, for hosting us. That's going to be Wednesday, January 24th, next Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's going to be a fun event. We're going to have our board members that are going to be installed. We're going to have the city council members who are going to be there. We're going to present some certificates. We're going to have some complimentary appetizers. It's going to be a great networking event. We also will be sending out an email today about our new workshop. It is called Branding, Protect Your Trademark. And if you are a business who has a fabulous logo and you want to protect it, I highly recommend you taking this workshop. It's Tuesday, February 24th. It's going to be in the morning. So before you open up that day, come on down to the Laguna College of Art and Design, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Learn about how your brand for your business needs to be amazing and protected. And it's only $5 for member, $10 for prospective members. And it's going to be a lot of great information.
That is great information. And that's, you know what, that's something no one thinks about.
Yes.
We did here, but yeah, that's someone that no, generally you don't think about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you get a graphic designer, you make a logo, but that's your brand and you need to protect it.
Right.
And we're going to be seeing some of the students at the Laguna College of Art and Design. They actually have a class there all about branding and not just making the logo, but like making the whole like signage for your whole business.
Right.
So it all goes together and it all makes sense.
Excellent.
So it's amazing. I went and I did a tour of the campus and I was just so impressed that I had to come up with a workshop that we could do there.
That's fantastic.
And of course, after the workshop, if you want to take a tour of the campus, there will be tours available at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So it's going to be a great morning. We hope to see many of you down there. Also, the Laguna Beach Patriots Day Parade is coming up on Saturday, March 2nd. The deadline has passed to be part of it, but we hope that you will come down and join us. You can be part of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce group that will be walking, or you can just come down and cheer us on from the sidelines. And that is Saturday, March 2nd, and it starts at 11 a.m.
Oh, that's like right around the corner.
It is.
Like it came up fast. It came up really fast.
I mean, it's January, but we've already got January, February, March. And now in April, we've got State of the City Mayor's Luncheon. That's April 2nd.
Right.
And we're going to have Sue Kemp, who is our new mayor. Mm-hmm. And it's presented by Empress Builders again this year. It's hosted at the Montage. We have extended the registration time because people have said that the mixing and mingling during the registration time before we sit down to lunch has been absolutely amazing.
Right.
The C and B scene crowd.
Right.
So we've extended our registration time so that you have more time to do that. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's a great opportunity to do business.
It really is. So that is April 2nd, and that is a luncheon. We also have our golf tournament. That's going to be on Tuesday, May 14th this year. And it's going to be in Irvine at Strawberry Farms this year.
Okay.
So that's going to be a fun day out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're already selling tickets for our locals night at the Pageant of the Masters.
Of course.
Yes. So if you want the good seats, purchase them now. Right. It's first come, first serve. So it's for July 3rd.
Okay.
This is the final dress rehearsal, and it's become known as Locals Night here in Laguna.
I've often thought of you possibly participating as like a still something in the photo.
Have you ever seen me stand still?
I haven't. That's why I think it would be fun to watch you try. Yeah. Kelly, before I let you go, you mentioned that on March 12th during the career fair, we'll also be educating parents as well. Is there an opportunity during the fair to give them the skills to pass on to their kids?
So we actually will be having three different breakout sessions, workshops that are open to its targeted audience is high school and parents, but
right.
One's on how do you write a resume or cover letter that will get by the AI bot
right
now, because that's
right.
Human is not the person that's first seen that application, that cover letter, resume. So we'll be doing a workshop on that, how to write a resume and cover letter. There's one on interviewing skills. So especially a lot of our parents maybe not have had an interview in 10, 15, 20 years, right? So
right.
And interviews are much different now than they were probably the last time. So Those are skills that they could learn for themselves or also be practicing doing little mock interviews at home, you know, with their students as well. And then we're also going to have an industry panel where they'll be able to hear from local business owners about what does it take to get a job and keep a job, what skills are employers looking for. So also good for parents as well as our students.
As far as seminars go or fairs go, this is as vital as we can imagine.
Yes.
So March 12th. If you need any information, you can contact me here at the radio station, go to the Chamber website, or contact Kelly directly. I thank you so very much for being here this morning with us, Kelly.
Thank you, Ed. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you. Aaron, thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. And actually, I'll see you in a couple hours here at the ribbon cutting.
Yes, you will.
All right. Have a great day. It's 8:20. It's the Mornings with Ed show. I'm the all-new voice of Laguna.